Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Charles Hughes, great member of our Brain Trust, policy analyst at Economics 21. Economics21.org is the website. I encourage you to go there, check it out. They're part of the Manhattan Institute. And Charles has given us some great reports today. Charles, thank you for being here and for spending time with us and for being so smart.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come on.
Tell your mama I said that. So genetic testing, there are some real benefits that the technology, the biomed technology, has really made leaps and bounds to provide the ability to do genetic testing to help people. Is there a problem with that?
Well, I think there are risks. So just that, you know, and you have to balance the two. So the genetic health risk testing can give people more information about what variants they might have that put them at higher risk of something like celiac disease or Parkinson's, and they can use that information in talks with their doctor to think about ways they could potentially reduce that risk. So if they have a predilection for a risk of heart disease, they could think about changing their diet and talk to their doctor about ways to do that to limit their risk. But at the same time,
if you and I are just, you know, we're associated. We know each other. We see each other time to time, and we visit. We eat the same kind of foods. We live the same kind of lifestyle. But I dropped dead at 50, and you lived to be 100. And when I just didn't know that I can't eat the same food as you eat because I've got some issue that didn't bother you.
Yeah. So it would just give us access to information that we just did not have
right
in the past.
So I'm thinking that's a good thing if it's me, right?
Yeah, and it's a good thing if it is used correctly, and I think that is behind some of the past actions by the FDA where they wanted to kind of restrict the amount of information on genetic health risk testing that you could give customers because there is a risk of misinterpretation, or if they try to use that as a diagnosis instead of using it as just more information in thought with a physician. So I think the process the FDA has now takes pains to stress that it's only useful if it's used correctly, and it lays out the ways it could be used correctly.
You think they're overbearing in their regulations and think they're restricting use and research?
The recent announcement by Gottlieb, the commissioner of the FDA, I think is a great step in the right direction. So I don't think it's as much a problem now because they've moved to a system where a company will come to the FDA and do a one-time review. The agency will look at their methodology, look at their testing, make sure everything is up to their standards, the way they communicate things to the customer. If that company passes, they don't have to go through pre-market review for each subsequent test. So
right.
If they have been approved and they develop a test for Parkinson's, for example, they already have that test. They don't have to go back and get pre-market review again as long as they meet some special controls the agency has in place because they've already passed.
So we know our FDA is much more onerous than, say, the Europeans are. It takes years longer to get a drug passed in the United States than it does in Europe. That was going on regardless of who was in the White House, it seems
right,
like.
Right, I think this recent announcement, and it's kind of tied to another announcement of a similar initiative with digital health products, so wearables and apps like that, to move to a less onerous, less timely, less costly
right
system while still balancing those risks and making sure there is a lot of oversight.
Mm-hmm.
But taking serious substantive steps to make sure we're not stifling innovation and we're allowing companies to develop new products, bring them to market without taking multiple years, at which point they might already be
do you think speaking. Do you think the reason things are speeding up is because technology is helping to push through some of the trial and error steps that would have been taken and had to have been approved at every step?
Yeah, I think the rate of new developments and new innovation is putting pressure in a way on these agencies, but also helping right. agencies realize that they have to adapt their own frameworks to be able to be flexible enough right. to deal with these new industries. And they're realizing, I think, in the announcement, the commissioner explicitly acknowledged that they have to update these frameworks to keep pace.
Right.
With the rapidly changing industries.
That's a big deal, technology. The government's got to step up their game to keep up with technology. Hey, Charles, good job today. Will you come back?
Oh, anytime.
Thanks for being here. Charles Hughes, ladies and gentlemen, economics21.org. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.